Hello, everyone. Okay, nice to see you. So we can just relax into being, into presence. Be comfortable. Completely surrendered. Welcoming. Noticing the sensations within the body. Maybe some thoughts are appearing. It's all good. No problem. In this moment, there is no past. Nothing which we need to figure out or be preoccupied by. So we are open. The mind is tranquil. No opposition. The gentle breath is very subtle movement. Appearing in awareness. Awareness does not argue. It is absolute welcoming. Because everything is its creation. moment by moment. It is the vastness borderless awareness. The reality which is in which you are. This invisible, non-phenomenal reality. Which is ungraspable by the mind. Cannot be defined by thought. The reality of life is awareness. The reality of the mind, of the world, of the body. Is this formless awareness. Which is I. The me story is a game that consciousness plays . Consciousness is not in time. And yet, it plays a game of having a past and a future, my past, my future. And in order to do so, it creates an entity with which it identifies. So consciousness plays the game of I am a person, a man, a woman, a sister, a brother, mother, daughter, father. Plays the game of identification, of being a limited consciousness, a personal self. It plays the game very convincingly. It chooses to overlook itself, to overlook its infinite, eternal, formless reality. In order to experience itself as somebody in time and space, with personal goals and personal issues, personal achievements. And it watches the show that it creates. Without moving. Because consciousness does not move. It watches the show. Knowing that there is, in fact, nothing happening to anyone. Because there is, in reality, no separate self, no separate one outside of the imagination that consciousness creates. My imagination, your imagination. That I am somebody and you are somebody else. That I am the body, that I am the mind, that I am a separate consciousness from yours. And every now and then, consciousness plays the game of revealing itself to itself. In a glimpse. It's very exciting. In the glimpse, consciousness goes, oh, I am infinite, I am omnipotent, I am the omniscient. I am the omnipresent. And out of its freedom and capriciousness, it chooses to either return to its game of identification, or chooses to slay ignorance, the game of ignorance, end it. The sages speak about the real death not as the death of a body-mind organism, but the death of identification, the death of ignorance. The absolute clarity that there is no separate consciousness anywhere, no separate entity, no separate anything anywhere. The sense of separation, whichever way it manifests itself, appears to you. It can appear to you as a confused mind, can appear to you as a sensation of heaviness or a sensation of location or a sensation of limitation. Can appear to you as a powerful thought that you cannot manage your way around. That seems to be stuck onto you somehow. But whichever way the sense of separation or the experience of separation manifests itself to you, it is simply an appearance. An image on the screen. No matter how persistent the image on the screen is, it does not define the reality which perceives it. It does not define you. The formless reality which perceives it. Sages celebrate their death, their true and real death. Welcome it. Because it is the real birth. The death of the me, belief, and feeling, the complete obliteration of the sense of separation and the belief that consciousness is personal and limited. That's the true birth, the true freedom, the true face of God. So we remain open, open to God's will, open to the unknown, open to the infinite. We make ourselves available. For God's visit. To visit and to stay. As he rests into me, I rest into Him. As she rests into me, I rest into her. Because we are one.